You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. From tests to T20, William Hill In-Play Radio brings you the best bets in the world of cricket. With dedicated experts including ex-England and Yorkshire batsman Anthony McGrath, we've got our eyes on everything from the match betting to the next over. In-Play Radio, your eyes on a world of betting.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Cricket Podcast. We're going to look ahead to the third one-day international between England and New Zealand. It's been a cracking series so far. My name is Mark Walton and joining me to look ahead to the third one-day is former England cricketer Anthony McGrath. How are you, Anthony?
Very well, yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Good.
What a cracker on Friday evening.
Yeah, we've been treated to two now, haven't we? Again, just the positive brand of cricket we knew New Zealand could play. It's whether England could back it up and... They did again, you know, full of runs. I think everyone expected the series to be full of runs, not quite as many as nearly 400 in both innings in both matches, but it's really been a treat for everyone watching at the ground and on TV alike.
It has. It's been a real exciting brand of cricket. Let's just look back at that second one-day international. New Zealand obviously level in the series now after that. Ended up winning by 13 runs. The British weather and the Duckworth-Lewis method kind of conspiring against England, really. It halted their progress when they were flying, weren't they, England? They were really going at New Zealand.
Yeah, I think that's the one negative I think we've had is that I think something has to be done about the Duckworth-Lewis now. It's an outdated method. Something needs to be... you know, brought in or completely changed, because England were, you would have thought, without the rain, had a real chance. And then once it were recalculated after the rain, it kind of, unless England played out of the skin, they were never going to get there. So that was a shame, but still, it was they still did, you know, well to get within 13 or 14 from the end. But I thought a really good effort from England.
Yeah, it was England's highest one-day score when batting second as well. So positives for England there. On the flip side of things, it was the highest ever total at the ground when New Zealand's 398 for five, and it's also the highest score England have ever conceded in a one-day international. So whilst they're attacking, there's also the flip side of it, isn't there?
Yeah, well, I think we're seeing records tumble, aren't we, especially with the batting side. My worry going into the series, especially for England, was the bowling. And, you know, it's just, you're going to concede runs, it's just how many. But I think both teams are leaking runs. That's down to, obviously, the excellent batting in both teams. But I just think New Zealand hold that advantage in the bowling, especially with Southie back now. And it's becoming a bit of a problem of restricting the score.
Do you think England would have won if it weren't for the weather?
The way they were going at the time, yes, I think they would have done, because I think the momentum were with them. Once you have a break, whether it's for you know, tea or lunch or rain, it does take a bit of time to get back in your stride, especially when you're chasing such a high score. But the way England were going, I think they'd have probably just got over the line. So it was a shame, but you know, you could see when the New Zealanders were going off, it was, you know, they were thinking, especially with the Duckworth-Lewis and just how England were attacking their bowlers, it was just a nice little break for them, and they could just regroup and set their kind of, you know, bowling plans again.
Yeah, and the series looked kind of one-sided before we got stuck into it, and before these two one-day internationals. The betting looks like this now. England are 5-4, New Zealand are 8-13. Do you think England can win the series?
Well, they can, because we've seen the performances in the first two, and I think even if they don't go on to win the series, it's just really good signs for England going forward, and hopefully that, you know, that now they will stick to this method of being really attacking, because we've been so behind in the last few years. But getting back to the series, I think England can win it, but I think New Zealand will just edge it. I said before the series, probably 3-2, 4-1 New Zealand. I think England can win another game, but I think New Zealand are just going to edge it.
All right, let's focus on the third one day international. Then it comes from the edgiest ball, and England are 6-5 to win that one. New Zealand are 4-6. Who wins the third one day?
I'm going to stick with New Zealand. It's a morning start, this one. There's a little bit of rain about down in Southampton, not too much, but I think both teams might make a bit of a change. I don't think New Zealand will play two spinners. I think Henry or Wheeler will come in. And Jordan went for nearly 100 runs off his 10 overs. I think maybe Willie could come in to make his debut. He's a left-armer. It'll give England a different angle. We've seen how important Bolt has been to New Zealand. So given the conditions, I think they'll be a bit more seamer-friendly. And I think New Zealand just have the better bowling attack. So I'm going to go for a New Zealand win.
New Zealand to win the third one day then. Let's get stuck into the player markets as we usually do as well. Top England batsman, Joe Root is 100-30. Alex Hale, 7-2. Owen Morgan, 9-2 with James Taylor and Jason Roy. It's 13-2 for Ben Stokes and Josh Butler, and 14s or bigger for the others. Who do you side with for England?
I'm going to go with Root. He missed out in the last game, and what normally happens after he's missed out in the last 12, 18 months is really followed up with a big score. We saw his fantastic 100 at Edgbaston. I think he'll be back in the runs. Having said that, with this market, we know both teams are full of runs at the moment, so I really do think he can pick it any number of, you know, 2-3 and be quite confident with the reasons behind it. But I'm just going to go with England's best player and go with Joe Root.
Okay, Joe Root for England then. New Zealand, the market headed by Brendan McCullum and Kane Williamson. Those two are 100-30 joint favourites. Martin Guptill is 7-2, Ross Taylor 9-2, Tom Latham is 11-2, Grant Elliott is 7-1, and it's 12s and double figure prices for the others. Who do you like for the Black Caps?
Yeah, well, it was nice to get a win last time with picking out Ross Taylor. I'm going to go against him though in this game. I'm going to go for Kane Williamson. 40-odd in the first one, 90 in the second one. Again, he's in good form, very consistent. Bats at number three, similar to Joe Root, sets up the innings. So I'm going to go with Kane Williamson.
Moving on to ball in hand then. England bowlers, Stephen Finn 3-1, Adil Rashid is 100-30, Chris Jordan 7-2, Liam Plunkett another 7-2, 4-1 for Mark Wood, Ben Stokes is 9-2, David Willey, who you mentioned might get a chance, is 5-1, and 20s for Joe Root, but can't see that happening. Who do you like for England?
I'm going to go with Finn. Again, England have not bowled. You know, Rashid got the wickets in the first one, having New Zealand chasing down that big total. But really, they were put to the sword yesterday. I think Finn just looked the best of the bowlers to me. As I said, I'm not sure Jordan will play, so that probably, given the conditions we probably will get tomorrow, it rules out Rashid if there's a bit of weather about. So really, it's between Stokes, Plunkett and Finn. I'm just going to go with Stephen Finn, I think.
Stephen Finn for England then. Looking at the New Zealand bowlers, Trent Bolt is 2-1, Tim Southee is 3-1, Mitchell McGlennon is 7-2, Matt Henry 4-1, Ben Wheeler 9-2, Nathan McCullum is 5s, 11-2 for Mitchell Santner, and 9-1 or bigger prices for the other two. Trent Bolt rightly at the top of the market for you?
Yeah, he bowled well the other day. He only went for 5 and over, which, given the run scored, was a fantastic effort. You've got to stick with Bolt, really. I mean, New Zealand, I mentioned the other day, if Southee were back in the attack, then I'd be more confident on New Zealand. He was, and he gave him a bit more control, but I do think Bolt is the best bowler. I think with Southee having this niggle, he might take a game or two to really get back to his best form. So I can't make any better cases than Trent Bolt.
Okay, Trent Bolt for New Zealand then. Any other markets? I know you've gone for a century to be scored in the match in the last one. That landed 8-13. The traders have caught on to it.
It keeps coming down. I think the first one was 5-6. Yesterday was 4-5, and now 8-13. So it really is getting shorter and shorter. It's getting a bit short for me. Is that a couple of others I like? The headline offer. New Zealand to win and Bolt, top wicket taker. That could be a way to get involved. The one I really like is in the players' match bets, Owen Morgan against Roy to be highest scorer. I'd be siding with Morgan. He's looked in really good form as a captain. He's outscored Roy in the first two, and I think it'll continue in this one. So I think that's one you can get involved in. And the other two is the man of the match markets. As I said, I think New Zealand will only play one spinner in Santa. So Williamson for me, I've tipped him up to be highest run scorer, but if New Zealand do only play one spinner, he will bowl some spin. And we saw him in the test, he got wickets, so that could be a good shout. And the other one I like, I think 20-1, which is outstanding values, Grant Elliott. He got 2 in the first innings and in the first one day, in 24, and 32 off 15 yesterday. I think he'll bowl more as well, without the spinner being in. So Williamson and Grant Elliott, have a look at that for the man of the match markets.
Bit of value in there. Just to put some price on the other ones, Owen Morgan to beat Roy in the batsman match bet is 5-6. And the Trent Bolt New Zealand win headline offer is 7-2.
Yeah.
So that's the prices on those. Best bet for the third one, Dale?
Morgan to outscore Roy.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Anthony. Good to speak to you again.
No problem.
Good luck and enjoy the third one, Dale.
Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.